Hey everybody, welcome to the Overseas Connection, episode 94. Today is December 14th, 2010, and we are your official podcast of the Gate community. Of course, I am your host, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, and PSN ID Murphy's Law 1969. I have plenty of room on my PSN card, so friends, request away. But yeah, Xbox Live, you got to be kind of special to make it onto the friends list. Mr. Mike Chin, joining us.
Oh, does that make me special?
That does make you special.
Ah, I'm on your friends list. Yes, my name is Mike Chin. I am one quarter of this podcast tonight. And my gamer tag for the Xbox Lives is Chin Chinny. My PlayStation Network name thing is Chinny1985. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for that. And another quarter of this podcast would be Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello, Skullduggera here again, as usual. Yes, I've just been watching a big blue man with his willy save the world.
Really don't know how to...
You were watching The Watchmen.
Yes.
Which answers the question, who watches The Watchmen?
Apparently Richard Primrose.
That would be me.
Yeah. Last but not least... The last quarter that make up this quartet, Mr. Christopher Matthew.
I'm a full one half of any gathering of less than 10 people. Nevertheless, hello everybody, Chris Matthew, CPM 1376 on your Xbox Live, CP Matthew on PlayStation Network, and like Greg DeLacy, I have very few friends on the PSN, probably because I haven't turned my PlayStation on in about 3 weeks, and that's me.
All right. Well, I guess at this point, we should probably move into what we've been playing.
All right, yeah, that's me.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
Yeah. I can see where this podcast is going, and it's nowhere good quickly.
Straight to the pooper.
Yep, straight to the pooper. All right. There isn't really anything new and exciting out in terms of new games out there. I don't think anybody played anything new other than maybe the Doritos games that were free. So real quickly, let's talk those up real fast.
All right.
Free games, Doritos Crash Course in Harm's Way.
Yeah.
Thoughts and impressions. Mike, why don't you go first since you're yapping away?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Crash Course. That's fun, isn't it? I enjoy it. I like both of them. I think they're very good. The only problem I've got with Crash Course is that I don't think it's balanced right. Like, there's difficulty points, and like it just ramps up, and then it goes back down again, and the next level... couple of levels are easy, but it's still fun, it's fine, and it's simple and fun to watch your avatar get effed up at the screen and stuff. So it's a lot of fun, and the platforming feels right, it's very reactive, it's varied enough. I liked it.
Rich, what about you? What did you think?
I liked it, and spent a lot of time mocking my kids at how rubbish they are on it. It's great. They don't even call it Crash Course. They just call it Total Wipeout. And,
It does remind you of the Wipeout show.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's great. I love it when you get smacked into the teller. It's great.
And, Mr. Matthew, have you, partaken in either of these games?
I do enjoy Doritos, mostly the Cool Ranch variety, but I have not played any of these games.
Well, I would highly recommend Crash Course. Harm's Way to me felt a little more standard kind of fare. I mean, both games are really high polished. And for those that maybe don't know what these games are, Doritos puts on a basically a challenge to game developers every year, independent developers, to come up with gaming ideas. They pitch them to a panel of both Doritos people and Microsoft people, and basically they, you know, if they get picked, then they get to create and make their game and present it to the Xbox Live community free of charge. And yeah, last year's effort was the dinosaur racing game. I forgot what it was called.
Dash of Destruction.
Dash of Destruction, which to me was not good. It felt like a freebie game you would get. It was akin to that Yaris driving game that came out on the Xbox.
It wasn't
Xbox
that bad.
But it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't great, but it was like 200 Microsoft points for like 10 minutes of game. And it was, and then you'll never play it again.
Yeah, but both these games really feel like they actually kind of have a little bit of leg to them. Like, I'll go back and play these games over the course of time.
They're probably, you could probably charge 400 Microsoft points for these, and that wouldn't be a bad shout.
Yeah.
Did anybody play Harm's Way multiplayer?
I haven't played the multiplayer.
Right. It's good.
Is it?
It's a right laugh. We did it with 7 of us in the lobby. And, yeah, it's well worth being free, definitely. And, yes, it's good. It's good laugh for having banter. When you've got like a team of two as well, it becomes a lot more strategic. So you've got your guy that's playing with you as the sniper,
right,
calling out and stuff, and the guy that's around the corner. You can lay the mines out, and, you know, you've got to help each other because you can power up the tower that he's sniping from, and you can also snipe the other snipers that are playing the game. So, yeah, it's a right riot. It's good laugh.
To kind of, again, for those that may not know about these games, Harm's Way basically is kind of a post-apocalyptic kind of desert racing game, for lack of a better way to put it. Mm-hmm. And you, in multiplayer, you can team up with a buddy, and you're on the same team. One of you is in a car, and you're racing to the finish line, and the other person is in a turret, like a sniper turret, and I believe you can move basically to different locations on the course, Skull, if that's correct, kind of on the fly, and you're taking out the opposition, and the other teams have the same setup. They have one driver and one sniper, and so, you know, it makes for, you know, quite a good multiplayer experience, apparently. And then Doritos Crash Course really is just a 2D, you know, side-scrolling platforming game that's very reminiscent of the TV show Wipeout. If you've seen that show on TV, then you would kind of know the premise. You're going through this obstacle course as fast as you can, and there's obstacles in the way that are going to smack you around and basically knock you off the platform.
It's like adult soft play.
Yeah. My only knock on Crash Course, I think it really would have been perfected if they gave you the ability to grab a ledge. So one thing I don't like about the game.
Oh, right, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, again, both these games free, so doesn't cost you anything to download, and they're good times. So,
yeah, they're fun.
And I like that they have leaderboards on Crash Course. I don't know, I'm assuming they have it on Harm's Way too, but yeah. The leaderboards on Crash Course kind of incentivize you very much in the way of Trials HD did to basically try and beat the person above you.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, let's move on to other games. Mr. Matthew, I think you're going to be rather easy this week.
What are you calling easy? I don't like that. Never mind. I don't know where I was going with that, but I resent your insinuation, Gregory.
The truth hurts, Chris. The truth hurts.
I know. Well, my list is very short. I have been playing Fallout New Vegas this week. Yes, done.
There you go. Fallout Vegas. Done.
Have you finished it yet, then?
No, I haven't. So apparently there are four endings, right? So I'm working on one of the four right now. Jesus, I'm back to the ums again. All right, let's start over again. No, I haven't finished it. Jesus, fuck. No, I haven't finished it. There are apparently four endings, and I'm working on one of the four. And then I'll go back and try to do the other ones. There are also, they've changed the achievements so that they give you achievements for certain damage types. So it encourages you to not just build one type of character, but to try out different types of characters. So I will probably start over again shortly. But I've reached the very end of this one, and I'm in a battle that is just freaking hard to win. So that's probably what I'll be doing for the rest of this evening instead of sleeping like an adult would do.
A friend of mine, he's at the last, he's at the last boss, and he can't finish it. He cannot beat the last boss at all. So what he's going to do, he's going to go to an auto save and try and, you know, fill up on some stem packs or whatever, just do some other missions, just to get better equipment or something.
Yeah.
He said it's just brutal. It's just brutal, yeah. And he can't get through it.
When I started the last battle, I went into VATS, and I programmed 3 shots in VATS, and I told it to go. And before I could finish those 3 shots, I was dead. So, but in this particular ending, there's a speech check if your speech skill is maxed out. So I'm going to go back. They have one thing they added from in Fallout 3, you had the skill books that would permanently increase your skill by a certain amount. Right. In Fallout New Vegas, you have those, but there are very few of them. There's like 4 of each. And then they have these magazines that will increase your skill by 10 for a certain duration of time. And then if you take a perk, they'll increase your skill by 20 for a certain period of time. So what I need to do is go back. My speech skill is at 80. I need it to be at 100. So I need to go back and find one of these magazines before I begin this mission so that I can get my speech skill to 100 when I need it and possibly get out of this thing without shooting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, Mr. Chin, why don't we move over to you? What about you?
Sweet.
What's been on your playlist?
What have I been doing? Played those 3 games. Nearly at the end of Lost Planet 2. And I still like it, but I think it's going a little bit long now. I think it's getting a bit boring. And I've only just figured out that each episode is a different point of view. And you're not the same character. I've only just figured that out. because the game's ridiculous. The last episode isn't bad, but I just kind of feel like they should have ended it a little bit quicker. It's just going on too long. You know, there's parts where, you know, you're on a train and that's fun and you find this massive bug and that's fun and you're in space and all this nonsense. But it's just, they need to cut stuff out. And the level that me and my mate are on now is just so boring. Absolutely boring. So, I'm just kind of done with it. But I'm so close to the end that I want to finish it.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean? So... it's just a little bit too long. But it's okay. As I said, like, the story's ridiculous and all that jazz. The controls are stupid. It's not very clear. Objectives are not very clear as well. Sometimes it'll tell you to, like, run and you don't know where to run. Or there's one part where there's two like, ships or trains or whatever they were alongside each other. And one of them was going to blow up and you don't know which one it is. So me and my mate was just constantly going back and forth going, it's this one, no, it's this one, no, this one's the one that's going to blow up. And then eventually I kind of jumped on his, and he was right. But there's no, like, indication of it. There's no, like, you know, which one's going to blow up. It was just weird. So, yeah, he doesn't do a great job of pointing out stuff. There are some good moments in it. There's one moment where you're just in the blizzard, and you can't see anything, and you're surrounded by... it has to be like 50 bugs, right? And you just don't know where to go, and you just feel absolutely vulnerable. And that was quite a cool, tense moment, I thought. So yeah, I like it. And throughout the game, you collect like boxes.
Okay.
And neither one of us knew what these boxes did. And then if you go through like the menus, options, menu, advanced options, menu, you'll find out that the boxes, you have to open them, and then you have to unlock them, and then you have to do like a slot machine to unlock weapons or taunts. And it's just, oh my god, what the hell are you thinking making this so convoluted?
A little complicated and convoluted.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's right. So unnecessary.
So, from the bad, I believe there is something good on your playlist.
No, I actually, you should say from the bad, I am enjoying Lost Planet 2. I have enjoyed it. I thought, it's better than I thought it would be, but there's just a lot of niggly things about it that could have been taken away and it would have been a better game. But, I was gonna play Mass Effect 2 next, but I didn't.
Why not?
Because Assassin's Creed Brotherhood fell into my hands.
Yes.
And I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan. I played Assassin's Creed 2 in February, and now I'm playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. So I had two Assassin's Creed games in 1 year, isn't bad going. And I absolutely love Brotherhood. I think it's brilliant.
Is it the single player that you're loving, or is it the multiplayer, or a combination of?
I've played probably about 12 hours of the single player.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm about halfway. Yeah. And I played a little bit of the multiplayer. The multiplayer's tough, man. That's not easy. That is not easy. I'll talk about the multiplayer first, because that's quite fresh in my mind. But the multiplayer, it's really difficult to get into a game. Like, it's not easy. It takes a while. But once you're in one, you can just go rematch, rematch, rematch. And it's, okay. You know, it's pretty quick then. So once you're in one, it's fine. It's just takes a little bit of getting into.
Their matchmaking, maybe not as
yeah.
best.
Yeah. It's not even visible, their matchmaking. Chris, you've played this, right?
Yeah, their servers go up and down a lot, it seems. There were times last Saturday when we couldn't get in a game at all, and then all six of us would get in and everything would be cool for a little while, and then we'd get kicked out and it took a while. We played for about 2 hours, and then after about 2 hours, we couldn't get the party back together. I'm like, you know what? Never mind.
That's a little disappointing.
I'll be interested to play this with people that I know, Chris, because, you know, I should jump in with some multiplayer with you and whoever, because I was playing on my own. It's really tough. It's not an easy multiplayer to get into. It's very difficult, but a lot of fun. And I think if you play it with people that know how to play it, I mean, I got into a game and they was really good. And, you know, people were just kind of like sneaking up on me and no, it wasn't just a complete everybody running around killing each other. There was people like you know, using the haystacks and the bushes and, you know,
right.
from above and stuff. So even though I got completely owned, I knew it was like in a game where people were playing correctly. So I felt,
I felt
cool, but it is really good. And I'm enjoying it. I think it's brilliant. I haven't got any of the perks yet. I'm such a noob on it. So yeah, I'll play that. The single player, Chris, feel free to chip in whenever you want, because I know you've played it. Have you finished it, Chris, or?
No, I haven't. I got back into Fallout New Vegas and
haven't
snuck
up back to it.
Maybe I need
as I said, I'm like 12 hours in and I've only just kind of got to the part where you get in, you started to, say about 9 hours in, I got to the part where you start, you know, recruiting your brotherhood, mm-hmm. your assassins. And that is so much fun. Much fun. Like, just, even mundane things as sending them off on quests. You know?
Yeah, sorry. I was just saying, I kind of stopped. Like, once I had maxed out the number of assassins that I could have, I sort of stopped playing the game and just sent them on missions to get them all leveled up to the maximum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been doing a lot. Like, I've only got, I think I need two more because you have to, unlock certain areas because the map is controlled by, what are they called? The, begins with a B.
Oh, the Borgia Towers.
Yeah, it's Borgia Towers and it's like, you know, it's ruled by them and you have to kind of get rid of all that. And then you can recruit more. So I've only got room for six, I think, and you can recruit eight.
You can end up with 12, I want to say.
Oh, really? Well,
I know it's 12.
I know I've got six at the moment, so maybe you're right. Maybe I can recruit more.
Maybe it's only 10. It's more than six. It's more than eight.
It's more than two.
It's definitely more than two. But it's so much fun. Like, when you hold the left bumper button and you get all those crossbows coming in, and just take everybody out in front of you. That's so satisfying. I don't know why. It's just cool, you know? And that there was a moment where I had to assassinate this guy and he was running away from me. And I was like, I'm not going to get him because he's on horse and I haven't got a horse. So I just pressed and held the left bumper button and they just took him out. I thought they won't reach him. You know, they'll get the guys around me. And they got him. They got him perfectly straight away. And I was like, brilliant. This is awesome. So I really enjoy that. I guess the only niggly thing I got about the game is that the menus are a bit slow. I wish the menus were a little bit faster. And also when you cancel, like say you accidentally go into a mission where it says, do you want to accept this mission or decline? If you clicked accept, the screen goes white, and then you're in that mission pretty quickly. But if you decline, you have to go through all that whole loading screen. It takes ages to get to back to normal, which I think is very strange. But those are so small. These problems I have are so small. I love the game. I think the recruiting is awesome. I think the way they, you know, in a game when they get rid of all your powers, you know, you're awesome at the start and then they get rid of them. In this, I don't know about how you feel about this, Chris, but when the way they do it in this, I kind of forgot about that. Like, it seemed like a really organic way of doing it, because he just didn't have time to kind of go. He just went and lost all his stuff, and he's like, well, I've just got to go to Rome now. I can't help it, you know?
Well, they didn't take away your powers. They took away all your kit. So you still have all your moves. You just don't have all your fancy armor.
But you still wasn't a badass, like, because your armor, your health is low because you don't have good armor, and that's gone. And it just felt really natural and nice. It wasn't like, you can't have your armor back until you're awesome again or something. It felt right and it felt cool.
Okay, so they did the reset right, and that's good to hear.
It's that's very rarely done, I think, in games. And I just think it's a great game. It's
going to be interesting to hear how this factors in to Game of the Year conversation.
Yes.
See, I'll leave that for a different podcast, but I'm wondering if it's maybe going to creep into your list. So
Maybe. And another thing I'll talk about, because I know I've been talking about frames, but the horses, you can ride horses into the city now. And I think that's a very brave decision, because it doesn't work very well. It's quite difficult to. I don't use a horse very often, because it's, you know, the fun part about Assassin's Creed is getting around.
Yeah, it's almost counterintuitive to the control scheme anyway. So,
but it is handy. It is handy to have a horse now and again. But I don't think, you know, the horse controls don't control as well as Red Dead Redemption's horses.
Do any horses really ever control as good as Red Dead? Come on.
No. I wish they did. But the whole riding horses in cities is a brave decision, and technically quite impressive, because, you know, all those people you could knock over and all that. But that's the problem with it. There's too many people in the way, and, you know, it's just like, why would I want to ride a horse when I can just jump all these buildings? That's more fun. But it's brilliant. Absolutely loving it.
Great.
And that's it. That's all I've been playing.
Okay. Well, why don't we push over to Mr. Primrose?
Yes. What's have I been playing? I got, and I've done 6 levels of it, Apache Air Assault.
Okay.
I played the demo of not long ago. So I've been on it tonight, and it's not as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah, you don't sound terribly excited about the game.
I don't know. I might put it back in the post to note that I get another one for Christmas. The graphics are a bit. It's when you start to get damage and stuff on your helicopter, it's supposed to give like a smoke effect out. But it if you can imagine being in a rave with strobe lights on and just black panels of colour everywhere, that's the smoke effect. Not very good. It's
black
supposed to have
panels. We need to look at that statement. Black panels of color. Right? That's what you said.
Yeah. Let's not read into it too much.
Sorry.
Overanalyzing there. Never mind. It's supposed to have like weather effects on it and stuff, which don't come through very well. I don't know. And the other thing was as well, right, this really bugged me. You finish your mission, yeah? Normally you return to base and you have to land the helicopter, right? Yeah. And this had been the same in 9 out of 10 games that you play where you had a vehicle when you was going back to base, yeah? You would hit a certain point, whether it be a landing pad or the base where you're driving into or whatever, and then you normally go into like a little animation.
Right.
Where you land and complete the mission. This don't do that. You can hover. Like, it's got a meter, so there's an altimeter that tells you how high off the ground you are. You can be 1 meter off the ground, gently take it down, and then drop it onto the surface. It'll say you've completed the mission, maybe. If it doesn't, then you'll still be floating around on the surface, and it won't kick in and just trap you. You're just spinning around aimlessly. And, yeah, not very good. Even after the mission's completed comes up, you'll still be spinning around in a circle. So
what you're trying to say is there's minor, minor flaws to the game. Otherwise, it's game of the year.
I wish. I wish. And I thought as well, I mean, I know I'm only six levels in, but I thought there'd be a bit more development of the, you know, like your armor or what kind of missiles you got and stuff as you went along. Doesn't seem like that's moving along anyway.
So yeah, well, you know, I think that's a kind of a symptomatic problem of flight simulators, especially when they're going for that simulation aspect. There's not really a lot they can do beyond what's, you know, out in the real world. So it's not like they can, you know, if they're trying to make a sim, you know, a helicopter, you know, a sim for Apache, you know, helicopters, it's not like they've got all these different laser gadgets and stuff they can just make up out of the blue. And you know, same holds true for, you know, the you know, Ace Combat games.
Oh.
But I yeah.
Have you played Ace Combat 6?
Not 6. Okay. I imagine it,
well, most of the planes are, they have your normal missiles, and then they have the ones where you can fire four at a time, right? Which is a little bit suspect. But you can unlock this one plane that's like basically an anime robot mecha plane that can launch like 30 something rockets at once. So like you're surrounded by like 32 enemy planes. It'll lock onto all of them and you push the button and then they all disappear. And it's like, well, that was fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ace Combat 6 was a good time, but it is Japanese, right? So there's going to be wild ass shit in there.
Yeah. Could I just say another thing as well about that? RPGs, right? If I have an RPG and I'm in Call of Duty, I can't, unless it's one that locks on, I can't hit a bloody helicopter for toffee. On this, the dudes that have got RPGs on the ground, fucking coming straight at you every time. There's no deviation whatsoever.
They've been trying though, Rich. They've been trying.
True.
What,
true.
These little peasant dudes in Africa?
Yeah,
I don't think
mate,
so.
What else have they got to do? They don't have Xbox.
Hey, they're born, they're given a baby rattle and an RPG. Yeah. And they, you know, that's the way they grow up.
Yep.
Yep. Everywhere except for the UK and the United States.
Right.
Even in France.
What else, Rich? What else?
Yeah. So I mean, the other stuff talked about. I went back on Pinball FX2. I've got beef as well. I've got beef with Joystick Fancast 360 boys. Ridiculous statement this week. One of the dudes on that is playing Pinball FX, yeah?
Right.
And he's going, well, I really do like the game. He goes, but I do think it should come with a manual that tells you how you activate the various...
I heard the same things. Podcast.
Has that guy played a pinball machine in a pub or an arcade? For God's sake, man. You work it out yourself.
Yeah,
The lights flash. You work it out.
Yeah, I don't think he understands the concept of pinball. Because
I
thought the same thing.
Well, I've had 10 pints of lager, and I'm putting my pint of beer on the back of the table, not realising it's going to slide to the front and spill all over me. I'm not thinking about where's the manual. If they put a manual in a pub dangling off a flaming pinball machine, it'd be gone within 2 minutes. Ridiculous.
You know, I think actually drinking, you know, ale and beer actually does help the pinball experience.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it makes the table seem clear.
Yeah, so I've been playing more of that, and thoroughly enjoying it. And I think I might go and get the Marvel table because I've noticed a lot of people on the gate, game for the elderly, blah, blah, blah. Top site, go and see it, go join. Yeah, they're all playing it. And there's a nice little forum going on there as well. So, yeah. And I've been getting loads of challenges and stuff, so it's good. I'm not up there. I'm about fourth in some of the tables and stuff, but it's a nice challenge.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
That's me done.
And that's you done? Okay.
Yep. Oh, apart from playing films that have the last word replaced with bumhole on Twitter. That was a great game. Anyway, moving on.
Can you really call that a game?
That's a great game, nice. Dude, where's my bumhole? Love it.
Well, you did actually play a lot of Forza 3 over the weekend. Or at least two races worth. We should talk about that. The old gate MX 5 Championship Series. Again, we were racing Saturday night, and you fared very well. Me, not so much. I will own up to my mistake of thinking that I could just pull out my racing wheel and kind of do a makeshift setup and everything would be okay. And it takes some getting used to play with that wheel again. Far more time needed than I had. So I think I finished 6th and 7th, and that was really mainly due to people dropping out of the game as opposed to me doing anything spectacular with my racing skills. But you did rather well. I believe you came in 2nd and 4th?
Was that not the week before? I think I was mid-table in both of the last ones. Sure, yeah. I was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing alright.
Yeah, you're doing alright.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a trick to it, Greg. Put all of the assists on and just let them lock out what they want to lock out for that race. That's all I do.
Alrighty. Hopefully they're not listening right now.
That's within the rules. They just tell you what they're going to lock out and
if they don't force it off, it's not your fault. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so Forza 3, been spending a lot of time in there, tuning. Tuning has become my little side hobby. GT5, got a little more time in that. Blops, of course. I've been playing a lot of the single player, trying to finish that up. I think I'm about...
How's GT5 evolving for you, Greg?
You know, it's such a mixed bag. One of the things I hate about GT5 is the way they, and Forza did it as well, where they have these, you can only use these cars for these races. And I don't mind racing games that do that. Where I take exception to it is in GT5, some of these races, it's like you have to use a pre-1970s or, you know, a 1960s, Japanese import car. The only place you can find that car is in the used car section, and the used car section is only a handful of cars at a time, and they rotate through. And so you don't always see the car that you need to buy to do those races. And so you're kind of – you're locked out from doing certain races that, in theory, you should be able to do from the get-go. So yeah. It's kind of irritating, and it's kind of stalled my playing of GT5 more. But – I mean, it's a good racer. It's certainly, if you have a PS3 and you like racing, GT5 definitely is a good game to be picking up. In fact, I would almost put it as a must-have for a PS3 owner.
There's a solution to your car problem, Greg.
Please tell me my solution.
Play Forza 3.
Okay, moving on. Call of Duty Black Ops, single player. I have to say, I get the sense that there's a good story being told. But I am so thrown off by the way they're telling the story as it moves deeper and deeper into the game, that I find myself not really caring about the story. And it's really starting to disappoint me because I think the actual single player story in Call of Duty Black Ops is good. They just really did a poor job of implementing a good storyline to the players.
How far are you?
I don't want to give any spoilers, but I'm probably about 3/4 of the way. There was just the big reveal of one of the associates you've been playing with in terms of, I'm trying to think of how to delicately put this. If you don't want to hear this, turn off now. But basically, and so that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm about 3/4 of the way through it. And, like I said, I feel there's a good single player story there, but the way they are delivering it, it's kind of off-putting. And it's making it more difficult than it should be to follow the storyline. Anyway, so that's Call of Duty Black Ops. Your Shape Fitness, you know, playing a little bit of that. Interestingly, they have a website that you can set up challenges. So, Marcanix, if you're listening to this podcast, I sent you a challenge, and you should have had plenty of time to kick my ass in that challenge by now because, like I said, I think I've only touched Your Shape Fitness once this past week.
Is that working now, then? Because I know that some
it is. It is working. But I have to admit, again, this is I wish, and maybe it's because of the Kinect issue. I don't know, but... and I say Kinect issue in that it would be more difficult to set up the challenges using Kinect as opposed to just a standard controller, but you have to go to a website to do something that should seem like an in-game thing. Like, I don't understand why I have to go to the yourshapefitness.com type website to send a challenge to Marcanix when it should be something I could do in-game. Send a challenge to my friend from within the game. Just makes sense.
Ad revenue, Greg. Ad revenue.
There's that. There is that.
Yeah, we've got to mention as well that we're going to have to open up a donation fund to Casualties of Kinect. I've already heard about the first one with Betty Bear was playing Kinectimals or something. He's broke a lamp at home, and his wife's well peeved off with him. So, everybody out there, if you want to donate, we'll set up a group fund, and then anybody that's getting any sort of breakages can
apply
for funding.
Yeah, it's worth talking about real quickly because I also played a lot of Kinect sports. I tried out all the different sports in the game, and to be frank, I liked everything with the exception of the boxing. I think the boxing was my least favorite out of all the sports. And you do need to be aware of your surroundings in Kinect games, especially games involving volleyball, because it's asking you to jump and swat. And, let's just say if you have a lamp sitting above your head, that's going to be the new volleyball. Kinect Sports, definitely enjoying it. It's a big recommend. If you want some kind of fun pick-up-and-play game, the bowling in it is awesome. I love bowling, and I've just been having a blast with it. So, Fighters Uncaged, I tried it one more time, and I sent it back. It gets a big thumbs down. And it could have been a brilliant game, but the fundamental flaws they had were, one, it's a bad story and bad voice acting. So Ubisoft didn't really do this game any justice in that regard. And secondly, the controls, they could have worked great, but I think the biggest problem they ran into is they tried to give you so many different fighting options because the way Fighters Uncaged works, when you swing your arm, it's not Kinect is tracking your arm swing and the character is mimicking your arm swing on screen. What you're doing is you're activating, in a sense, a button push on the character. So you throw a right hook, and that's, in a sense, activating the right hook animation for the character. It's not an actual if you throw the hook high, it's not going to matter. Your character's still going to throw a right hook normal. And the problem is they've got all these different punches and kicks and different ways you can do them that they're all very subtle, and they didn't do a very good job of QAing this portion of the game. And so you might go to throw a kick or throw a punch and kind of lean back, and maybe your fist goes a little bit forward. Well, that's going to throw a punch. And so you start seeing moves that are registering that you weren't intending to do, and it all just became a big mess. And so I said, you know what? Enough. It's done. But I do think a game like a Fight Night game could be absolutely brilliant using Kinect.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. I'm convinced it can work very well. But that's pretty much it for me with what we've been playing. So,
yay! Well done, Greg, on your segment of what you've been playing.
Yay! You know what time it is?
No.
It's news time.
Oh yeah, news time. Brilliant.
And this is the news of the week.
Okay, so I know we ran a little long on what we've been playing, so we'll try and speed through the news as much as possible. And believe it or not, there's a lot of news this week. I was kind of surprised at how much news there was. And it's a lot of lists. So those that don't like lists, we apologize. But,
it's John Mouse.
Yeah, he's hating us right now.
Yay.
So first and foremost, Chris, let's talk some NPDs for November.
Okay, kiddies. Strap on your chin straps. We're
hello.
Go through the list. Sales. Hello? What?
nope, we're here, we're here. I think I caught you trying to sneak in a bite of food. Shame on you.
I was eating some ice cream. You want me to start over?
No, Phil, just carry on.
Ah, fine. I still have ice cream in my mouth. Top 10 software sales, month of November. By the way, in November, you can get pumpkin-flavored ice cream, which is delicious. Number 10, Wii Fit Plus. On the subject of pumpkin-flavored ice cream, if you have too much, Wii Fit Plus. NBA 2K11, Gran Turismo 5.
What?
Need for Speed. What?
Yeah.
What? Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Donkey Kong Country Returns. Apparently the whole country went somewhere. Fable 3. Madden NFL 11. Just Dance 2. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and of course, Blops at number one.
Yeah,
and hardware sales. Not surprisingly, the Nintendo DS is at the top at 1.5 million. Maybe surprisingly, in number two is the Xbox 360 at 1.37 million, followed closely by the Wii at 1.2 million, and the PS Triple at 530,000, followed by the PlayStation Portable at 288,000. Any surprises there?
Surprise is probably one, the PS3 being as low as it was. That was a little bit shocking. I thought for sure, because they were doing some promos with Black Friday, that they would have some bigger numbers. And most surprising to me, honestly, was Gran Turismo coming in at number 8. And granted, they only had a few days of sales in the U.S. But seeing Fable 3 and Madden 11 at 4 and 5 was a bit shocking considering it's November.
Yeah. I guess I'm not surprised about Madden because a lot of kids play Madden and they get Madden for Christmas. That's so true. They have to wait until Christmas when their parents give it to them. I wasn't very surprised to see Gran Turismo low on the list just because I honestly think a lot of people sort of share my sentiment in that they just gave up on it and just were like, nah, whatever. Yeah. By the time it came around, I just was no longer interested, especially after that abysmal demo that they put out. But that's just me. Uh-huh. Do the British fellas have anything to add?
I don't think so. I think they're keeping quiet on this one.
Awesome.
They don't care about North American numbers.
Nah.
But Mike, you know what you might care about?
What do I care about?
Video game reveal trailers from the VGA award ceremony.
Actually, yes, I do care about this because everybody knows that the VGAs is a lot of bollocks. But the trailers they revealed, brilliant. Plenty of stuff for us gamer types.
Yep.
The biggest, obviously, in this list is the Thor game.
Clearly.
Really?
I think this kind of this list really goes from probably the least biggest to the biggest.
Really?
Thor, because to me Thor was not by any means a big.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. It's not four. It's four.
Thor. Sorry. Well, when you say it that way, then yes, that is the biggest reveal of the entire show.
Thor is the Norse god of thunder. He's clearly a large individual. Is this a movie tie-in game?
Yep. The full movie coming out next year, so yeah.
Yeah, I knew the movie was coming out.
And it didn't look anything special. I mean, it looked okay. But
it's a movie tie-in.
Yeah, I wasn't overly impressed.
Well, if you're not impressed by that, you'll be impressed by this. Prototype 2! Anybody? Anybody? No?
Yeah, I've got one for you on this.
Go on.
I know the guy that did the artwork for the cover of that, and even he says it's a shit game.
All right.
That's when you know it's bad.
That's when you know it's bad.
Well, there were some big reveals, believe it or not. And now I was on my seat, but I only needed the edge of it because when they revealed that Kratos was going to be in the Mortal Kombat PS3 version, I shit myself. Mm. Kid you not. Shit, no, this is a joke. I didn't really. No one cares. There's also another game called Insane.
Yeah,
I didn't see this one.
This is the Del Toro game. Yeah, it's the Del Toro game. I think it's going to be a bit of maybe like kind of like a Saw type of game.
Okay.
The trailer didn't really reveal anything other than you seeing a needle like going towards a person's eyeball, like it's going to get stuck into it.
That's insane. game.
Yeah.
And the guys that are developing it are the ones that did Saints Row. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can drive by needle people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be like the medic from Team Fortress 2, but then you drive by it in the eye.
No. Some other ones, SSX, Deadly Descent. Anyone care?
Yeah, it's basically Call of Duty SX.
Okay, whatever. Forza 4.
Yeah, Forza 4. There were some interesting quote-unquote reveals within the trailer. One of the big disappointments, I should say, on almost all of the big trailers, they were either completely CGI or they were live action video. And sprinkling in a little bit of gameplay here and there. So you didn't really get a true sense of how a lot of these games looked. Forza 4 was one of the games that had a couple scenes like thrown into it that were scenes from the game. Most notably the Kinect parts where they were opening up the Ferrari, or is it GT40? I forgot which, but anyway. But they do show a bunch of other things like a car driving in snow, a rally car driving
in snow. Oh my god, a car driving in snow. Oh my god.
But exactly. You can take weather elements. There was a kind of a night scene with a car as the sunrise was coming up, so maybe dynamic weather system. It's all one of those things where, okay, are these reveals of what's going to be coming in the game? And most people think that that is the case, that that's what Turn 10 was doing.
It would show cars driving in the snow if no one's going to put it in the game.
Right, right.
Resistance 3. Nope, no one cares. Okay, yeah. Batman Arkham City.
Looked awesome, but again, it was full CGI.
CGI trailer, yep. So yep. No one cares.
Do you think, do you suppose they're doing a new engine for Arkham City, or are they going
to? I don't think they need to. That game was gorgeous.
It was unreal. They used Unreal, right, for the last one?
Yes, I think so, yeah. But it looked good. I mean, the
other
is as good as what you do with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think some developers just buy it because, you know, it's pretty easy to work with, but they don't make it look good, and they make it look like everything else. But then some developers, like Rocksteady, make it look awesome. So,
Talking of engines, the next one's on a new engine.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. I don't care because I don't like hawks and elves and arrows and shit, but I know a lot of people care.
Yeah, I think the rest of us are all excited for this game.
Yes. But
wouldn't those be on new horses, technically? Not.
Yes, it would be on new horses. Nice.
Go to be on a new engine. It's not going to be the old one that they used for Fallout 3, New Vegas, and Oblivion. Yeah.
But again, the trailer reveal was crap. I mean, they showed nothing. Other than the fact that it's going to deal with some kind of dragon, I believe.
Some dragons, some stuff.
I mean, I'd be interested to know if they're going to carry anything like the VAT system over. You know,
I hope not, because I don't think that'll translate well into swordplay.
It will be magic.
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 I'll avoid the next one because I spaffed him off answer about that. But Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception.
Yep.
Or as I read it, Drake's Inception. Yeah. Specialized in dreams. What kind of dreams? So Nathan Drake is back.
Yep. And not really a surprise, but I mean, it looks good. Looks really good.
Yes.
Will that tie in with the release of the film, do you think?
Probably not.
I hope not.
Who cares? More Uncharted is going to be good. I have no idea how they're going to improve on number two. Maybe have a good boss battle at the end. Oh, Zynga! I'm here all week. But yeah, so Uncharted 3, it's going to be brilliant. He's in the desert this time. Big whoop. Uncharted 4, in space. I said that on the Veteran Gamers.
Yeah.
Whoop, sorry. Just exclusive. Keep that one under your hat. In space. Nathan Drake in space. Okay, talking about space, Mass Effect 3, but no...
Yeah, I was just going to say.
It's on Earth, baby! Oh, my God.
Yep.
I spaffed in my pants. I really did. When I saw this trailer, I couldn't believe what they did with it. It's brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah, it looks phenomenal.
The end, baby.
It looks awesome. And one of the things that it's not confirmed yet, but a lot of sources are pretty much confirming. And it scares me a little bit. Mass Effect 3 is going to have multiplayer.
Boo!
Yeah. Well, you know, we said the same thing about Assassin's Creed.
Boo! Okay, so that turned out. Oh yeah, it turned out awesome. And also, yeah, we said the same thing about Uncharted 2. And the multiplayer was pretty good. And the single player was awesome. So, it's not always a bad thing. And BioWare are pretty good at everything they do.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
We trust them.
Have they delved into anything that is multiplayer based previously?
Nope.
No.
No.
Could be interesting.
Yeah. The first thing they've ever done multiplayer is the Star Wars MMO that's coming out.
Hmm. Well, maybe they can get DICE to help them out with the multiplayer. God knows DICE helps everybody out.
I don't get it.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
Yeah, so, we've got the awards, and this is reverse order to our list, anyway. Most anticipated game. First somebody on this table definitely thinks the same. Portal 2, Valve, of course. Yeah. Then next up.
What a stupid category, by the way.
Yeah.
Game you're most excited for. What a stupid thing. Yeah. Keep going, Rich. There's a lot to go through. Keep going.
Yeah, just motor through it, Rich.
Next one. Best independent game, that was Limbo. I think that did get the most press and everything for this year, didn't it? So, yeah, fair enough.
I'll tell you what, to get through quicker, you just read out the game name and I'll make a noise for the game.
Next up, Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare for best DLC.
Yay!
Best downloadable game was Costume Quest.
Yeah.
Best performance by a human female was Trisha Heifer as Sarah Kerrigan in StarCraft 2. Best performance by a human male was Neil Patrick Harris, which was why he probably did some hosting for them. Best adaptive video game was Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Best graphics was God of War 3. Mike, can you take your hand off my bum in this lovely red dress?
Sorry.
I don't want that. Okay. Best original score, was Red Dead Redemption.
Booyah!
Best song in a game was Far and Away by Jose Gonzalez.
Brrr, inside!
Yes, he played that live as well, didn't he? Best soundtrack, DJ Hero 2.
Stupid.
Best music game, Rock Band 3.
Stupid.
Best driving game, Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit.
Oh!
Best team sports game, NBA 2K11.
Kaka!
Best individual sports game, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 11.
Oh, saucy.
Best multiplayer, Halo Reach. Best RPG, Mass Effect 2.
Oh.
Best action adventure game, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Awesome!
Best shooter, Call of Duty, Black Ops.
God, Call of Duty.
Best handheld game, God of War, The Ghost of Sparta.
Nobody played it.
Best PC game, StarCraft 2, Wings of Liberty.
Nerd.
Best Wii game, Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Woo! I'm out of here.
Best PSV game, God of War 3.
Oh,
Best Xbox 360 game, Mass Effect 2.
Boya!
Studio of the Year, BioWare. And finally, and I will slow down to say this, Best Game of the Year, Red Dead Redemption.
Well deserved. Okay. So, yeah, nicely done, Skull. Thank you for that. And this leads me to...
Best performance by a robot. Where's that category? Huh?
It's not there. Thank God, because it would have been one more thing Skull would have had to read. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to go over, and we want to just take this moment to just remind the listeners, go to G4TE and check out our section for Game of the Year nominations, because we want feedback from the community, and we're tallying up the information we're getting from them, and that'll be all part of our Game of the Year podcast. So, that said...
We have a fast mainframe computer...
We do.
Formulating all of the calculations as we speak.
Number crunching, it's incredible. Rows and rows of servers are set up.
No, these aren't servers. These are the old 70s styles ones with the big rolls of tape on.
Awesome. Even better. Even better. Okay, let's move on to the next news story. Chris, Australia, Greg, they don't get any love for mature games.
Sure they do. They just have to be censored heavily, right? Remove all right. any hint of violence or sex or foul language.
Yeah, might as well call them Germany.
I don't think they'd appreciate it that much.
No.
But, yeah, so there was movement afoot in the government to approve an R18 rating for video games so that they could get some of the more adult games that we get. Apparently it's been the Australian government. If you're in Australia.
Yeah, so what Chris was trying to say there, as he started to get all Skypey, is that you're still there, Chris. But basically that there's movement.
Left 4 Dead and get to actually see zombies.
Chris, I'm going to stop you right now. Because you're coming through all kinds of Skypiness. Yeah, he dropped. I knew he was going to drop. Okay, so I'll do the Australian thing. All right, here we go. We'll just keep rolling.
We lost a hero in battle. Oh, hero show yards.
All right, I'm going to take it from the start, from the top.
Are UPS in the same union as Time Warner?
Yes, apparently.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yes, it's still recording, so we'll just keep going.
It's still recording.
All right, here we go. Okay, so moving on to the next piece of news. Australia, they keep struggling to get this whole mature ratings thing down pat. They get our mature games, but they have to kind of strip them down. And basically, if they don't take everything out of it, they get labeled 18 plus, and they can't basically see the light of day in Australia. So there was, as somebody might say, movement afoot. Hint, hint, Chris. Yeah, he would say something like that. To basically get an approval for an R18 plus rating for adult themed video games. And it actually got approved in the federal cabinet, but it's kind of been stalled, at the attorney general. And so, right now it's kind of in limbo. It sounds like as they move into 2011, it's definitely going to be addressed, and it's looking positive for Australia. You guys are finally going to get 18 plus. Yep.
You're getting there.
Yep. So it's good news all the way around to a degree, but it's not happening, I think, fast enough for some of the gamers. All right, let's move on. Mike, you're a big fan of Fight Night.
Yeah, I love the Fight Nights.
Yep. Well, I think there's some news about Fight Night.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the roster's been revealed.
Yeah.
So there's some fighters in there. I don't know how many of these are new, but Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson are still in it.
And that's really all you need.
That's all you need, really. Yeah, you know, there's a few cool ones there. There's Joe Calzacchi. Who we got? Robert Duran, George Foreman. Everybody loves the Foreman grill. Joe Frazier. Ricky Hatton's in there. David Hayes in there. Who else we got?
It's like a roster of like 54 fighters. I mean, it's pretty
expensive. There's a lot. Sugar Ray, Robinson and Sugar Ray Leonard are in there. Lennox Lewis is in there. Tommy Morrison.
But Mike, you've skipped the most important fighter.
Butterbean's in it.
Yep, Butterbean, baby.
He's going to smack Johnny Knoxville, isn't he?
It can't be a Fight Night game without Butterbean. Come on.
Is that the guy who punched Johnny Knoxville in that shop thing?
Yeah.
Well, good for him. He's doing well. That's when you know you've made it, when you're in a video game. So, yeah.
But
I like Fight Night. I think Fight Night games are fun. But I don't know about this one. Probably won't buy it. I'll probably rent it. We'll see. Well, the career mode's what kind of let these games down. They're very boring. True. So, and it's promising like a bit more of a career this time. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next list. I apologize, but we've got a few of them. Rich, top 10 UK software. Run it down for us real fast.
Yeah. Number 10, Wii Fit Plus. Number 9, Professor Layton and Lost Future. Number 8, Donkey Kong Country Returns. I'm thinking of getting that because I've heard good things about
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Number 7, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I'm thinking of getting that. Number 6, Just Dance 2. I've damn well got that. Number 5, Gran Turismo 5. Number 4, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Number 3, World of Warcraft Cataclysm. And number 2, FIFA 11. FIFA. Number 1, Call of Duty Black Ops.
All right. I don't think there's any true surprises in that list. Seems all pretty standard fare.
Some people might argue that Gran Turismo 4 should be higher up.
I would have thought World of Cataclysm would have been higher up, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
World of Warcraft, I should say.
So who's do many people buy that in the shops or they just buy it online? I don't know.
Most people are too embarrassed in England to go out and get it because of the documentary that was on.
All right, next piece of news, Mike.
Yeah.
BBC, ITV. What's going on with the PS3?
Channel 4. Hey, all rhymes.
Yep.
BBC, ITV, PlayStation 3, Channel 4. Yeah, it didn't work. Right, so this is weird because this news article is saying that the BBC is bringing ITV and Channel 4 on demand to the PS3, which I don't know, Rich, that doesn't sound right at all.
Not really.
No, because the BBC, ITV, and Channel 4 are all competitors. They all hate each other. They want to kill each other, right? In my mind, but they're all competitors. So I doubt the BBC. You would watch ITV and Channel 4 programs through BBC iPlayer. But what's more probable is that the Channel 4 4OD service, which is just the on-demand service, same as a BBC iPlayer, and the ITV player is going to come to the PS3 as separate entities. That's probably
that makes more sense, doesn't it?
I think this has got it a little bit mixed up. So expect to see BBC Player and Channel 4 on demand on your PS3 dashboard this week or next week.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm totally up for that. In fact, the thing that I use my PS3 most for is the BBC iPlayer, and this has just made my day because Channel 4 is awesome. ITV is okay, but Channel 4 is brilliant. I love Channel 4.
Yeah, it's
so.
PlayStation definitely is making some good moves with.
This is its one of its strengths because it's an open platform. You're saying it should be doing more of this. You know, it should be allowing more of this. Now, I still think that it's going to come to the Xbox. The BBC are up for it, but there's lots of because you've got to pay for Xbox and all this, and the BBC is. Or you already pay for it through TV licensing, and it's a bit weird. But I think it'll come through in the end. I definitely think 4OD and ITV Player will come to the Xbox. And I definitely think that Love Film will come to the Xbox. There's no way Microsoft are going to take this lying down. They're going to come back.
Did you hear the thing about BT putting together a package?
Kind of, but I'm not sure.
It's not confirmed or anything. It's like early negotiations and stuff. For actual cable providers and so on to go on there.
Well, I mean, it's already being done with SkyPlayer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They've not. It's a bit strange that Xbox and cemented itself a bit firmer in this. You know, they've got a really strong service with the Xbox Live and everything. So.
Yeah, I think Microsoft is being. To be honest, I think Sony really is kind of coming up underneath and kind of stealing a lot of thunder here. With some of their moves on the media side,
I think after this, now they kind of let the BBC iPlayer go, but I doubt Microsoft are gonna do nothing there. From where I'm thinking, the next update what we'll get next year, we'll probably get all these on the Microsoft Xbox 360.
Well, Mike, you know you're right. Microsoft isn't gonna just stand around and do nothing, because you know what they did, Mike, in response? They're giving free Kinect Sports DLC.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. Because that will solve all the woes of any kind of media demand. So they are giving out some just free DLC for Kinect Sports. I thought it was worth mentioning just for those people that have Kinects. I know there's quite a few in the Gate community. And
We're on free DLC. There's free DLC coming to Assassin's Creed Brotherhood today.
Oh, there you go. More free DLC.
And there's going to be some more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood DLC for free. That's right, free, absolutely nothing, in January.
Huh? We like free. So yeah, this was a, it was worth noting just because it wasn't part of the new releases. But, okay. We are long overdue for a show break. I'm sure those of you that are still listening to the show by now are thinking, God, when are they going to stop talking?
Well done.
So, Skull, I would like for you, if you wouldn't mind, to introduce the break song because, you have a little bit of a personal vested interest here.
Indeed I do, yes. If anybody's been watching Twitter this week, I've been plugging this guy like Wano. Anyway, yeah, this fellow, he's from Nottingham, and he's got nothing to do with games, this track. But if anybody's heard of Chasing Status, Mike, you heard of Chasing Status? Drum and bass?
Rings a bell.
In the charts, down with the kids and everything. Anyway.
Is he in the charts right now?
This record's getting released on the 21st of January, but they're already playing it as a single of the week on Radio Fern Cotton Show and Greg James' show, etc.
I've probably heard it, and I've probably heard it. We're probably breaking all sorts of copyright laws playing this on the podcast, but who cares? No one listens to it.
Naughty. Yeah, anyway, this guy about 5 years ago was in a band called Bosco, and they got asked basically to go down to London and start recording and stuff. And anyway, due to family commitments and so on, none of the others did it. But he up sticks, went down there, and basically he's starting to get some success, and he deserves it because he's a cracking bloke. Met him, had a few drinks with him and stuff, and he's a great guy, and I think he thoroughly deserves it. So, yeah. Check him out. His name's Liam Bailey, and he's guesting on the new Chasing Status track, which is called Blind Faith. And he's also got plenty of other stuff, so go and check his website out. It's liambaileymusic.co.uk.
Okay.
And, here it is.
Awesome. Well, enjoy.
Fighting with automatic self-destruction.
Okay, we are back from the break. And, well, it's time. Well, Mike, it's that time.
Did you enjoy that, Greg?
I did. Yeah. I did. I should say I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Good.
But,
nice to get an American opinion of it. Yeah, nice.
You know, every once in a while, it's nice to kind of break free of our traditional music genre and delve into something that actually is good music. Go figure.
It's just all country and western music in America, right?
Yeah, that's all we play.
And American rock music and stuff.
And rap. Gangster rap.
Gangster rap.
Yeah.
Not that clever rap, like Lupe Fiasco or anything.
Well,
that
we also have game show music.
Sweet.
Okay, new release time this week. And it's going to go pretty quick here. So on the Wii front, we've got new U Fitness First Yoga and Pilates. Yes, you heard me say that correctly. I won't repeat it. On the WiiWare front, Family Games, Lilt Line. Those are two separate games, by the way. And Violin Paradise. I know, could not wait to play that violin. All out on the WiiWare. And virtual console this week, Darius Twin, the old SNES game. On to the PS3. I told you it was short. PS3 retail shelves, we've got nothing.
Nothing.
On the PSN front, we've got Little Big Planet, Sackboy's Prehistoric Moves. Yeah, Marvel Pinball. Yeah, huh? Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
Sweet.
Well, looks like they're bringing that out. Prototype. And X-Men, the arcade game. So, looks like PSN finally getting into the swing of things with releasing full games on the PSN store. They were doing it for a little while. They got away from it. Now they're coming back with it. On the minis front, I Must Run. And PS1 imports, Galaxy Fight. Not just any old fight. It's a Galaxy Fight. Yep, that's out there. PS1 imports. Go check it out. No demos or anything of that kind announced. Of course, DLC, Guitar Hero, and Rock Band always out there, so check that out if you like those genre. On the Xbox 360, on the retail front, again, nothing. But Xbox Live Arcade, if I can say that, we've got Quake Arena Arcade. It's coming out this week. No price point at this time. We also have X-Men, the arcade game. That's coming out for $10, in case you're interested. No demos announced, and on the DLC front, we already talked about a couple things, but deals of the week this week are puzzle games, so they're priced individually. Go check it out if you are looking for a good puzzle game. And games on demand, last but not least, Prototype comes to the Xbox Live service.
Yeah!
And that's it for new releases. Down and dirty.
Eh.
Yeah. There's nothing to get excited. Yeah, there's nothing to get excited about.
No. Yeah. I'm just trying to look what could be. X-Men's probably the biggest release.
Yeah.
Maybe Little Sackboy, you know, the Prehistoric Moves. Prince of Persia, Warrior Within is an awesome game. I love that game. So.
Yes, that was a good game.
It was.
Yes. Okay.
By the way,
I guess,
Greg, before we carry on, you know those Prince of Persia remakes?
Yes.
Are they PS3 exclusive?
I believe they are.
Ah, bollocks.
If nothing else, it's a timed exclusive, but I haven't heard anything outside of them coming to the PS3.
Ugh.
So, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
To bring you
as you
a disappointment. One thing we should note, Chris, due to Time Warner sucking his balls, has dropped from the call. You know, it's a good time always when Time Warner
Virgin Internet never do any deals like that where they suck the balls.
No, I'm still asking AT&T to come through for me. They hung up on me though.
You sure you didn't hang up on them? Literally.
Yeah, you know. All
hang
right.
up with them.
And we're moving on.
Feedback.
Mike.
Yes.
I believe we have a nice little sound effect for the old community mailbag.
Ah, you caught me out again. I'm delaying. I have no idea where this one is. I completely forgot about this sound effect.
Well, alright. You know.
Hang on. Oh, no.
Oh,
I've got
it.
Ah.
Come here, Pop.
Pip, Pip, come here, Pip.
Yep, any mail for us?
Brilliant. Seamless. That's what I like about this show.
Absolutely seamless.
No one this knew that I was struggling to find that. No one even hinted. Like, they seamless. Professional.
Yes, absolutely professional. This is going to go down as one of the bigger train wrecks of a podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All aboard!
Yes, we are all aboard. Thank you for that. I think I just figured out whose voice is in that clip. It's Rich. Alright, Rich. Help us out here and help the community out. For God's sakes, what question of the week are we on?
Care in the community. And this is for episode 94, for anybody that's not clear on that. Anyway, yes, we got one in from Parsnip Nose. He nicked it from Powder Monkey, who is currently searching his pockets and feels thoroughly ripped off. Anyway, basically, you've got to mix game titles to make a new one. So the
Jesus
example was...
Christ.
Yeah? Get your thinking cap on, Mike, because I'll be coming to you shortly.
Oh,
yeah.
Hang on.
The example that was set was Pimp My Ride plus Gran Turismo equals Pimp My Gran. So there you go, that's a bit
that's
of
a good
example.
One.
Yeah. The one I put out was John Marston has a kids party in Mexico. What do you think that could be?
John Marston has a kids party in Mexico. Red Dead Pinata? I don't know.
Yeah!
Well, it wasn't, is that right?
That was it!
Well, what a guess.
Well done. Yeah. So, I'll let you guys stew over them.
I've got one. I can throw mine out
one.
There right now.
You
yes, I can. What do all crime families have a lot of?
Family?
A mafia wake.
Alan, no, okay.
Mafia 2, Alan Wake?
Alan Wake, yeah. Mafia
Wake,
yeah. Very good, yeah.
I hate you guys.
Yeah. that was good. For someone, you know, of your age. Good.
Really hate you, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
Carry on, Skull. Sorry, we derailed you.
Yeah, okay, we've got another one. Which was Posit Nose again.
My name is in one of these. How dare he? How dare he? Okay, carry on.
Split Second plus Pimp My Ride plus SpongeBob SquarePants. Split My Pants.
Mm-hmm.
That
is good. Go for it.
I want to read the next one. Kung Fu Panda plus Spider-Man 3 plus Marvel Ultimate Alliance plus World at War plus Sonic the Hedgehog equals Kung Fu Spiders Marvel at Hedgehogs.
That's pretty dang good.
Mm.
Yep. Yep. You want me to do the next one, Skull? Which kind of rotate through these?
Yeah.
So imagine babies plus Plants vs. Zombies equals Babies vs. Zombies.
I think that's PopCap sequel.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Babies versus Zombies.
Skull, you want to take the next one or you want me to take
it?
Yeah. Since you're...
Well, this one's bloody aimed at me, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Punch-Out plus Legend of the Crystal Skull plus Dig Dug. Punch Skull Duggerer.
Something I've thought about very often.
Yeah. Cheers for that, mate.
He's clutching at straws, yeah. Greg Hastings paintball plus eat lead plus super monkey ball equals Greg eats bananas. I shield away from using Fun with Dick and Jane as the last title.
Appreciate that. okay, next one. You'll love this one, Mike. Mm-hmm. GTA Chinatown Wars plus Touchmaster plus My Horse and Me equals Chinny Touches Horses.
True. It's cool.
Yeah, next one was Chicken Invaders 3. Why did it have to be the third one? Just Cause 3.
Doesn't exist.
Plus Imagine Babies. Chickens cause babies.
True story.
Well, that is very true. Yeah. Parsnip, you get a fail on that one because you're referencing games that don't exist now.
Very obscure.
Okay.
I've got one. The orange box in Assassin's Creed. The orange assassin. That's all I got. That's it. What you getting out of me?
Mafia Wake was my only attempt.
It's alright. It's okay.
We've got another one here from JamesE76. That was Desert Strike plus Mirror's Edge plus Battlefield Bad Company 2 plus, and that equals Desert's Edge Company.
I'll keep working on that one.
Yep.
Dangerous has got some. Dead Rising plus Guitar Hero plus Fallout. Dead Hero Fallout.
That's good.
Also got another one. Orange Box plus Halo Wars. Orange Wars. Lots of oranges at war.
Yep. Can't go wrong with the Orange Wars. I believe John Mal 5 threw some in.
Yeah, he's got first
quite
one.
A bit.
Rainbow Six plus Need for Speed plus Pure. Tom Clancy, the drug addict. It's going off on a separate tangent there, but yeah, like it. Next one. What?
Yeah, it looks it was double in there. Yep.
All right, go on. Somebody else take the next one.
All right, I'm
confused.
Rainbow Six plus Pure plus Need for Speed plus Crackdown. Tom Clancy's Need for Pure Crackdown, and then Smackdown plus Crackdown plus Lost Planet. Smackdown the Crackdown into your Lost Planet. I like Smackdown the Crackdown. That's fun to say.
He also had Beautiful Katamari plus Kane and Lynch plus The Outfit plus Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway plus Fallout New Vegas. Beautiful Kane and Lynch lose their outfit and become Brothers in Arms until they fall out in New Vegas.
That's pretty good.
That is really good.
Tells a story and everything.
I know. I feel
lovely.
Like I got a story.
Lovely.
So I think that's it for the forums. I could be wrong.
That's it. That's crazy. My head's spinning there.
I know.
We'll do something simple next week.
Sure. Sure we can. Let's talk some emails though. We got a few. So, why don't we dole these out? Rich, we'll let you off easy with Mr. Duke Scoffs.
Oh, Eric P, the man in the place to be. So here we go. Let's kick this one off. Normally he gets rambling on, so let's see what he's got to say this week. Hey, here's an email for you. Hope all five of you guys are on the show, because when you left Rich and Rich off recently, you done goofed.
Yeah.
Also, we don't get some fanboy speak soon and quick, then consequences will never be the same.
Can I chime in on that real quick? Mike,
yep.
I believe I sent you a link to quite the fanboy rant.
Yep.
So,
did?
Yeah, there's like a world of fanboy wars going on.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a whole like separate world. You go into it and there's like, this person said this to this person and like there's a whole clan all on YouTube. It's a little war that's going on.
Alright, carry on Rich, sorry.
Yes, Transformers War for Cybertron is pretty fun. But why not give us lots more ammo capacity? Fucking hell. Dude, man. Dude, just chill out with the fucking ammo.
It's all time.
Just fucking finger down on the trigger. You can press it individually. Anyway, yeah, they're robots that build each other. You'd think this would be a no-brainer. Every Transformer likes to pop a Glock in the other robot's mouths and make brain slushy. So anyway, have a good show and keep up the good work. Congrats again on being backtraced to gate, and make sure you keep your eyes open for the cyber police. Duke out.
Awesome. Thank you, Duke. I'll take the next one here for you guys. It's from good old Mark Hannix, also known as Mark Wright to the real world. He writes, hello, OC crew. Firstly, I need to Firstly, I feel I need to explain my weirdness of last week of sending an email to say I'm not sending an email. Yes, that was a little odd, but that was okay. I was a little under the weather last week, and whilst at work late Tuesday night, it just dawned on me I had not sent an email. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing, and my head was scrambled, so couldn't think of anything good to say. So I just got my phone and out-pinged an email about this. I hope it amused you guys. Listening to the show, it came across a bit silly. Meh, silly's okay, though. I have achieved something this week which I have been after for more than 2 years now. Apparently he lost his virginity. No, sorry, that's something different. Okay, yes, I have finally overtaken the one and only Mr. Christopher Matthew in gamer score. That's almost like losing your virginity. Wow. Good job. At the time of typing this email,
really?
I am currently on 84,902
Fuck.
To CP's 84,650.
See, Chris, that's what you get for staying stuck in bloody Fallout, mate.
Yep, yep.
Play some more games.
Yeah. What's this excuse of, oh, I've got a little kid now, whatever.
He actually addresses that. I'd like to thank the Army and CP's new job, as well as his lovely wife, Katie, for being one with child and giving birth, as these were the main contributors to CP's slowdown of the gamer score collecting. An honorary mention to the two free Doritos games also helped. Lol. I do realize now I have highlighted this in public. He will make a comeback and retake me, but I just want to bask in this while I can, as it's taken so long to get there. And yes, that's quite an achievement. Congratulations on that. And losing the virginity. Both nice achievements. Okay, so with regards to the question of the week, my suggestion for mixing game titles is aimed at helping poor old Chinny's grandma, who needs a break from being kicked under the desk to start music up. It is Unleashed Gran in Paradise Adventure. Enjoy Grandma while you can. This was made from the following games: Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Gran Turismo, Burnout Paradise, and Kinect Adventures. Finally, I hear Mr. David Brown, a.k.a. David the Alien, he doesn't like his name being broadcast. Well, that's a shame, David the Alien, because now you made it public, I reckon David the Alien will be mentioned every week. The only way David the Alien can stop this, by me anyway, is to send some emails to the show. Oh, blackmail, how I love thee. Catch you guys later, Mark. Now, it's funny.
David the Alien.
Yes, yes, David the Alien. You remember that guy, David the Alien?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And it's funny that we should bring up David the Alien, because I believe, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, maybe you can read this next email from, I believe, David the Alien.
No, there's no David the Alien email. Sorry.
No?
Only joking. I'm sorry, I was just looking at CPM's achievement score and Mark Alex's achievement score, but Mark Alex is only 200 ahead of him.
It's a tight race.
So he's bragging, but he's not that far ahead. Really?
Well, he did mention that he knows this is going to be a short-lived win, but it's a win nonetheless.
Yes, it's a win nonetheless.
It's kind of like that 0-15 football team that's going up against the team that's 15-0, and they beat them, and so they're like, yes, we won. It's like the Super Bowl to them, you know, they achieved it, they're all excited, and then the team that's 15-1 now kind of looks at them and says, well, yeah, but we're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, Chris is dirty as well. He will go out and get Hannah Montana and Barbie games just to surpass.
What do you mean go out? He has them sitting on his desk.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Anything that's out there for easy game score, he's there.
Yep.
I'm just looking at what you are on your game score. 38,000, Greg.
Yep.
483. So at least,
it's there.
Skull is... Do you know what yours is at, Skull, I'd guess?
28, something like that.
28,736.
In your face, Skull, in your face!
I'm not a whore. I've never been a whore with points.
Yeah.
I like the clink, but I'm not addicted.
Yeah, I must say, I try to be a whore, and then as soon as the achievements start getting tough, I quickly back off being an achievement whore.
Yeah.
Emails.
Well, I'm nearly on 60,000, bless me.
Yeah, you're crazy because, I mean, if you think about it, where you were at almost 100,000, weren't you? And you lost everything?
No, the last gamma tag was 53,000.
Oh, my bad. 53,000. So you
and then I had to start again.
How did you lose it? What's the story behind that? I don't know this story.
Let's just say I'm stupid.
Let's just say, for a PSA announcement, do not give anybody your password.
I didn't, though. I didn't.
Or your information.
When you sign into a website, Scott, and then another one will automatically kind of sign you in, like a Hotmail website, sign you in another kind of site that's affiliated with the Hotmail address, and it'll automatically sign you in. So I was already signed into Xbox.com, right? And then I went onto one of these like stupid hacking websites, and it automatically signed me in, passed all the passwords over, right? And I didn't know it, right? And then I woke up the next day, well, GamerTag gone. So I didn't even give my password away. It just like the computer just gave it away. So don't even go on the site, is my advice.
So how did it go? How did it vanish?
Someone like stole it and then, I don't know.
What is it? Is there an illegal trade in stolen gamer tags?
All right, let's just fess up, Mike. The real story. The one and only time you actually drank in your life was this time. And you got so drunk that you changed around your personal information on your account, not even realizing it. You blacked out. And then when you came to, you couldn't remember anything. It was impossible to recover because Xbox was, you know, the customer support was saying you needed to remember your new password.
Piggledly avatar line next to you.
Yep.
Yep. It was a bad hangover, and I was like, what's going on? So I had a 53,000 gamma score gone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. See ya. I had to start again from scratch, which was in 2009, January 2009.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
From zero gamma score. So I've gone from January 2009 to...
Soon, right past me.
To the end of 2010, I've got 58,800.
Yep.
Straight again. Gamer score. Catching up on Chris. Maybe I'll beat Chris one day. Doubt it. It's more impressive though if I beat Chris because I've had two runs up it.
You know,
I would have been beating him by now.
Oh, totally. Email.
Email. Podcast.
the podcast. We're still doing it.
Yeah. David the Alien sent us an email.
Wait, who sent you the email?
David the Alien.
Okay. Just double checking because I want to make sure that it was David the Alien.
Warning, David is not an alien. Unless he's on a different planet than he is. Good evening all. I haven't sent an email in 2 weeks, I think. I honestly don't know. But would like to first and foremost wish you all your adoring fans and listeners a great Christmas and a happy new year. I, for one, am busy as hell at work right now and will forget to send an email next week. I nearly forgot today, and that was with Schoolmanix, Hulmanix, Markanix, whatever the bloody hell he goes by now reminding me. Question of the week. Sorry, I don't have an answer as I have no clue until earlier what the question it was, as on the gate boards it seems has been for episode 93 for the past 3 or 4 weeks, lol. I will bore you all with what I've been playing, which is... Then that's the end of the email.
Brilliant.
So he got distracted and just sent it.
Maybe
just playing nothing. Yeah?
Let's make it up.
We can make all kinds of things up.
Actually, he should be on my friends list, so let's see what he's been playing.
I know one of the things he's been playing. Yes, it is stalking. Forza. Doing a little Forza 3.
David the Alien has... The last game he played was FIFA. FIFA, Forza, Pinball FX2, Left 4 Dead 1, F1 2010, Blops, Trials, Left 4 Dead 2, Borderlands. There you go. That's what he's been playing.
All right. Enough of the emails. We really need to wrap this thing up. We've gone way long. All right. Here we go. Community play dates. Since Chris is dead to us right now, We've got Friday Night Races, Forza 3 coming up this Friday. So if you want to race.
I don't like racing games, so I can't wait for what's on Saturday night.
Because Saturday night is the Forza 3 Mazda MX-5 Championship. But that's kind of a closed event, but I wanted to list it because we also had the Gate F1 Championship race round 5.
If you don't like racing games, then you're screwed this week.
Although, honestly, shooters and racing games go hand in hand with this community.
I tell you what.
Absolutely.
Any Saturday night, if you turn on your Xbox around about 7 or 8 o'clock, you will always get a game on Black Ops.
Yeah.
I did it. There was nothing official about it on Saturday. Switched on. There was at least 10 people on.
Well, I want a game on Assassin's Creed. That's what I want to play. That's what all the kids are playing.
Christmas. Yeah. Christmas. I've got to wait for Christmas.
I won't be playing it by then.
Hey, but you know what we really need to say? We need to say happy birthday to SoupDragon670, turning 31 this week. Big happy birthday.
SoupDragon, happy birthday. Yeah. That's for you.
I'm sure they appreciate that because he's a musician, isn't he? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is he a musician?
Yeah, I think he plays in a band. And he's a fireman. Oh. Something like that. Yeah.
Is he?
I think so, yeah.
He wants to stop being awesome. while we're like closing the show, Greg.
Yeah.
We can kind of do this now. Bungar the Sane says, I did a tweet earlier saying recording the Overseas Connection podcast. Bungar the Sane, who said, have a good one. If you guys were superheroes, which would you be? Greg.
Whew, superhero. Captain America.
Yeah, that suits you. That suits you.
Yeah.
Oh, suit you. Skull?
I'd be the big bloke, big blue bloke with his willy hanging out that can turn himself into multiple people and have sex.
Lovely, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that visual.
Brilliant.
Mike?
Batman. I got the voice for it.
Yeah. What do we think about for Chris?
Chris would be Thor?
The Rock.
I was kind of thinking maybe The Thing, something along those lines.
That's what I meant, yeah, The Thing.
The Rock.
Scorpion King!
Hey, it's Dwayne Williams now, he doesn't call him The Rock no more.
And I think BBD, now, don't hate me for this, Rich. I think Harry Potter.
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Spider-Man. Peter Parker.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Spider-Man, much more fitting. I was just gonna say though, if you put like a pair of round glasses on Rich, he could pull off a nice Harry Potter.
What about the serial killer dude that Elijah Wood plays in Sin City?
Oh, I don't think that's really a superhero.
Anti-hero then.
Yeah. Hmm.
But you know what? There's a picture of Big Bad Daddy with some glasses on it, and he looks the spitting image of Christopher Reeve. You look like a young Christopher Reeve.
Maybe a little Superman.
Yeah, he'd have to take the glasses off though, because everybody, you know, would recognise him as Superman then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap this thing up. So, if you were to be so inclined and email us like the other fine gentleman did, Mike, where would you send that email to?
You would send that email at podcast@veterangamers.co.uk. That's podcast at...
Really, Mike?
What? Oh, sorry, but
send an email there.
No, but if you want to send an email to the Overseas Connection podcast, which is the one that you're listening to right now, it's ocpodcast@gmail.com. That's ocpodcast@gmail.com. This is our show email.
Thank you for that great reading of the email. Rich, if you wanted to send a Twitter to us.
Yeah, lots of Twitter action been going on this week. It's been very funny.
I do that amazing radio voice for the email, and you just go, yeah, lots of Twitter action. Huh? Really, Rich? Really?
I'm sorry, I can't do the DJ. I ain't no DJ hero. So if you want to send a Twitter, it's just OC_podcast. And don't forget to put the @ thing at the end of it.
Have you got
to
put the as well?
Yeah.
You can have... I should have done that, shouldn't I? Should have done an podcast. Yeah, that would work out really well. Yeah.
If you're listening to this, We really appreciate you listening to us.
If you've got this far,
yeah,
well
because you get an achievement of some kind. You have to.
Blink!
We would request one more thing, and that certainly is to go to either iTunes or Zune and give us a review. We have a few up there now, but
one
we're trying
star.
To build Shall back I? Up our reviews. Maybe 3 stars. We're not going to ask for much at this point. But yeah, iTunes reviews, you know, we've got a few from the UK. We need more from the US. We need certainly some from Canada. If you're listening to this and you're Canadian, get on it.
Come on,
and,
more of you.
That's it. Let's wrap up. Closing comments. Rich, make it quick. Go.
Yes, shout outs. I would just say Dino, Burbs, Greasy Fish Lips, all for playing the Bumhole game on Twitter. Fully enjoyed that.
I saw you playing that. I wasn't getting involved.
You're just too mature. I'd just like to shout out Santa, who's going to be putting in a lot of hard work over the next few weeks. So good on you, mate.
He only works once a year, lazy bastard.
Yeah, but he does a lot.
He needs to delegate his work more.
He
do
does.
It throughout the year, you know? He won't be so busy at the end of the year.
Mm. Yeah, and I'll shout out Steve Roberts as well, because he put up a hilarious video of a pissed up Santa in a multi-story car park on the surveillance cameras. It was brilliant.
I really don't remember them filming my dad. But apparently they do.
All right.
So I'm done. And, Mike?
Are you shouting at me? Oh, thanks, mate. Really nice that you appreciate what I do.
I appreciate your brevity, Mike.
What? Oh, right, yeah, me. I'm going to do some shout-outs. Steve Roberts, because I like to copy school delivery. Also, Bongo the Same for replying to me at Twitter. I appreciate it. I read them all because I'm like that with my fans. Also, shout out the Overseas Podcast. Oh, that's us. Brilliant. Also, shout out the Play Vault. Yeah, shout out the Play Vault. John May 5. Go there. Have a look. Done, Greg.
I want to shout out the listeners. Well done. Thanks for listening to the show.
Go you. Even if you listen to the outtakes, well done.
Yes. And by the way, we should mention, there are outtakes if you listen to the show. Keep listening past the music. We usually throw in a couple funny quips from our downtime in the show. Typically
not really
speaking.
That funny.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is. So.
Maybe something like this. Oh, no, it didn't
yeah,
work.
No. Yeah. And sometimes it's like a grab bag. So, it's there. And, VGHub.net, I always want to shout that out. It's kind of a collection site of a bunch of different podcasts and community sites like G4TE.com, which of course we are the official podcast of. And, you can go visit that site and, basically meet up and play games with a bunch of cool people. You can also beat them up if you really want, but,
beat them up!
Yeah. So that said and done, I'm going to leave you with a quote, and we're going to wrap this thing with a bow.
Shout out to John Higgins.
John Higgins. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. It's basically a question. It was on the BBC's One's Test the Nation.
Uh-huh.
And it said, who was Winston Churchill? A rapper? U.S. President? The PM? Prime Minister? Or King? And the contestant was Miss Great Britain 2006, Danielle Lloyd. Her response, wasn't he the first black president of America? There's a statue of him near me. That's black. And now, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here.
Oh, Danielle Lloyd.
All right, let's record.
Hi, everybody. Oh, sorry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection.
How was that?
Perfect.
That's perfect. I'm not feeling it tonight. I don't know why.
I know. I was just going to say, you do sound a little... Well, down.
Melon.
All right. I don't know what I'm going to... Hang on. I'm going to slap myself. Fine. Back. Boom.
Go drink some caffeine or something.
Yeah, exactly. Caffeine.
Right. Oh, no. That was... Oh, man. Sorry. As I was telling you to drink caffeine, I nearly spilled mine all over the floor.
I've got Skype. I don't know where the version number is.
Under help. And then
Rich
about.
Is definitely the computer guy. I have Skype version 2.8. I'm kicking ass.
Answers and support. Do I need support to get the version number?
No.
About Skype.
About. Yes.
4.2.
There you go.
Why didn't ask me for an update? Does it not like me? Am I fucking not bang on trend?
Oh, he didn't ask me for an update. I have to download it myself, so.
Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, now you sound like crap.
No, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. That's bad.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is everybody else alright?
Yep.
I'm alright.
We're good. Alright.
I'm alright. Don't nobody worry about me. Oh, sorry. And I appear to be saying the word a lot tonight, so you're just going to have to bear with
deal
me.
With it. Well, yeah. We can well, our way all the way through this podcast.
This,
that's my catchphrase. Get off the ears.
Got a old.
That was terrible. Can we do that again?
No.
That was awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? Is that you scratching your beard again?
I think that was Primrose scratching his balls with his microphone.
I think so, too. All right, I'm going to pause it.
True.
Guys, hang on half a second.
That's way longer than half a second, don't you reckon, Rich?
Yeah.
So.
And he tells us to be fast.
And do you reckon we should sue, or...?
Not this week.
I swear. It's not one thing, it's another.
It's your mother. You just said, is that all?
No, no, we got everything.
If you say so, Greggles.
Sure. It's going to be like a 2-minute podcast because nothing got recorded.
Sweet.
Alright, let's...
Best podcast yet?
Let's go.
Episode...
I really enjoyed last week's podcast.
So simple.
It's the best one yet.
All right, Mike, I'm going to lead in with you. Here we go.
Okay. True, though, Winston Churchill was black, apparently. Despite what you read and see. Don't believe what the media tell you, Greg.
Yeah, he'd had that plastic surgery and got himself bleached and everything.
True.
He did that back in the 40s.